Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies expected again tonight. Lows dip down to about 42. 55 tomorrow. Rain showers likely. Slight chance for showers Saturday with highs in the upper 40s. Partly cloudy skies Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Kansas Midwest Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. The Kansas Department of Commerce has officially announced a new innovative program in the state known as the Transformative Art for Public Spaces Grant, where they say it is helping support community-driven projects to help enhance the quality and functionality of public spaces among different communities around the state. As WIBW reports that the new TAPS, or the Transformative Art for Public Spaces Grant, will have a total of $150,000 available, with the announcement coming from a statement from Lieutenant Governor and Secretary of Commerce David Toland, saying, quote, this TAPS grant program is about more than making everyday objects look more presentable, but having attractive public gathering spots encourages more people to utilize them and spend more money at local establishments. These small investments will have long-term economic benefits for communities across the state. In other news, Kansas State University's foundation has been selected from a survey to be part of the 2025 USA Today Top Workplaces after beating out more than 42,000 organizations.
Are you ready to score a slam dunk on your next car purchase? At Rusty Accord, we're shooting for the best deals just for you. With over 600 new and used vehicles to choose from, we've got the ride to match your game. All at prices and financing that'll leave you cheering. Like a 2024 F-150 up to $17,000 off. Or a 2024 Expedition $7,000 rebate and up to $14,000 off. Stock number 214304C. Or a 2024 F-150 as low as 1.9% APR.
I'm throwing down dunks. Rusty Accord is throwing down prices. Come visit our team today so we can be saving the most money.
Rusty Accord, where the deals are always a win. Visit Rusty at Ford or online at rustyatford.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
With approved credit, must finance with Ford Motor Credit. See the details, number 214984.
Health officials across the state of Kansas say that the cases of measles continues to grow, having over 20 of them now across the state of Kansas. As nationwide, they say that measles also have exploded into 19 different states, now calling it a quote-unquote new outbreak. As according to health officials with the Center for Disease Control and Prevention, they say that overall, there are near 483 cases nationwide that include Alaska, California, Florida, Georgia, here in Kansas, Kentucky, Maryland, Michigan, Minnesota, New Jersey, New Mexico, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, Tennessee, Texas, Vermont, and the state of Washington. According to health officials, they say they are concerned as it could spread like, quote, forest fire, as they say it could hit the unvaccinated or under-vaccinated communities around the nation. Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Department of Health and Human Services, says they are keeping a close eye on it, as they say that it is normal to have measles cases in the nation and are very unlikely to have serious complications, especially for those that are younger in age.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, unemployment in the state of Nebraska has been slowly climbing in the state, reaching near 3% in the latest report. The last time it was hit at 3% was near December of 2020 during the COVID-19 pandemic. As according to the Nebraska Examiner, they say prior to the pandemic in 2020, Nebraska's seasonally adjusted unemployment was consistent right around at 3%, ranging from 2.8 to 3.2%. Overall, though, unemployment still remains relatively low in the state compared to nationally, tying for fifth in the lowest unemployment rates in the nation, with the national seasonally adjusted unemployment rate nationwide for February hitting 4.1%. According to Katie Thurber, the labor commissioner for the state, they say, quote, when someone enters the labor force and begins searching for work, they are classified as unemployed until they find a job. Both new entrants and re-entrants into the labor force were up in February, and Nebraska's labor force is now at an all-time high of just over 1 million participants.
At Farm Bureau Financial Services, we don't say two birds with one stone. We say two damages with one deductible. With us, if your home and auto are both damaged in one storm, you only pay one deductible. And we should probably stop using stones for that sort of thing anyway. Talk to a Farm Bureau Financial Services agent about our one deductible advantage at fbfs.com/protect. It's your future. Let's protect it. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company, Western Agricultural Insurance Company.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Annual Marshall County Museum Day is Saturday with free admission to six museums from 10 until 4. Marshall County Historic Museum and the former courthouse will feature cameras and photos, including wedding pictures, and will have scavenger hunts and guessing games for all ages. The Pony Express Barn will offer stagecoach rides with outdoor hands-on demonstrations and a scavenger hunt. The Kester House Museum will hold a new exhibit of ice harvesting tools, as well as a garden market and a bake sale, with custom Easter greeting cards also on sale. Jerry Coleman is taking the post of museum curator at the Kester House Museum with Amber Garcia. The historic Union Pacific Depot will offer children's train rides with hands-on telegraphy and signal exhibits. Blue Rapids Museum will hold a model train display in conjunction with the theme, A Train Runs Through It. A Dulcimer group will perform. The Beatty Museum in the Rural Water Shop also now has a room in the Beatty Public Library and will participate for the first time with local displays and highlights of the community. Mert Reed is among volunteers involved and will be our public affairs guest this weekend, airing Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
This is the first time that we have been doing Museum Day, so we have two sites. The one that it started at, and then by the cafe in the library, the back part, we have another room there that we've displayed a lot of stuff. And we're just hoping people come in and look at stuff and, you know, get interested, and maybe they'll donate some more things and just see what we can come up with. So we're hoping to get a good crowd. We have obituaries and newspaper clippings on families. We have some dishes. We've got stuff on the military and quite a few military books people put together. And we have an old cook stove. We've got school stuff and still looking for two school yearbooks, but, you know, all the stuff on the schools and lots of pictures.
Join the conversation on the Beatty Museum this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Hanover Community Hospital will host their annual health fair Saturday from 7 to 10 a.m. with lab draws and health information. Nurse practitioner Aubrey Schaefer was a recent guest last weekend on our public affairs program.
I think it's really important to stay in tune with your health, which is why we have this annual health fair. We started it about 3 years ago, and we hope to continue it annually. It's a great way to, you know, check in on yourself at least once a year at a reduced cost. We will have it on April 5th. Our health fair will be on April 5th. The times are from 7 a.m. to 10 a.m., and we offer lab draws for all ages. This year we're able to offer free labs because we have another sponsor lined up. In the past years, we've had Washington Health Mart has been a sponsor, and the Hanover Hospital has been a sponsor. This year, we've been able to partner with Lutz, which is our accounting agency, and they've, between the three sponsors, we're now able to offer free labs to anybody that attends our health fair.
Daniel R. Bubba Holly, age 51, of Hanover, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Hanover Community Building. Burial in the Hanover City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Hanover Community Building, with the Hanover Mortuary in charge of arrangements for Daniel Bubba Holly. Jean R. Cushing, age 98, of Lynn, passed away Tuesday. Ward Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Jean Cushing. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, smothered steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fiesta fruit pudding. Tomorrow, shrimp Alfredo, garlic bread, asparagus, and peaches. KNDY News Time, 7:13.
Whether you're buying, building, remodeling, or refinancing, your home is a major investment in your life. At United Bank and Trust, we understand how important it is to work with someone who cares. Our loan officers have the experience it takes to make the process a smooth one. Come in for a visit or start online by filling out a loan application at ubankonline.com in as little as 20 minutes. Mortgage lending with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. A slight chance for some rain showers overnight tonight, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 40s. Showers are likely throughout Friday, cloudy with our highs in the mid 50s and lower 60s. Northeast winds between 5 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Then rain showers will continue into Friday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Northeast winds still between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 30. Still some rain showers throughout Saturday, mostly cloudy and cooler with our highs in the upper 40s and lower 50s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 35. Then some rain and snow showers may continue into Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid to upper 20s. Winds gusting up to 30. Some sunshine throughout Sunday with our highs in the upper 50s and lower 60s. Then mostly clear skies over Sunday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Some sunshine as we head into Monday with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. Then clear skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 20s and lower 30s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature early April 63, record high in the state 89, the average low 38, and the record low 7 degrees. Sunset this evening 7:52, sunrise in the morning at 7:08. A cooler 34 degrees this hour. That's check of the morning news and weather for this Thursday, the 3rd of April. KNDY News Time, 7:15. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
One step closer and walking off. Good morning, I'm Jay Reynolds. Alex Ovechkin scores again last night. It comes in Washington's loss to Carolina, but Ovechkin now has 892 goals. He needs two to tie, three to pass Wayne Gretzky. At his current pace, he'll need five games. That'll put the record breaker a week and a half from now. Cap's next game is tomorrow at home against Chicago. Baseball, two teams remain unbeaten on the season. One is the Padres, who go to 7-0 with a win over Cleveland yesterday. Then there's the Dodgers, who trailed Atlanta 5-0 yesterday, but rallied back, tied in the eighth, and then in the ninth.
Shohei Ohtani on his bobblehead night. First pitch swinging, high drive, left center field, at the wall! Oh, my goodness! Shohei Ohtani, a sayonara swing! He's headed home, and once again, the Dodgers walk-off winners!
AM 570 LA Sports, Dodgers first World Series champs to start 8-0. Braves fall to 0-7. They're the only team without a win. Yankees get a 19th home run. They lose to the Diamondbacks, though, 4-3. Zach Gallen, 13 strikeouts in 6 2/3 innings. Brewers use a squeeze play in the bottom of the 11th to beat the Royals 3-2. Mariners edge the Tigers 3-2. Twins get past the White Sox 6-1. Red Sox shut out Baltimore 3-0. Both of Boston's wins have come in starts from Garrett Crochet. NBA, the Thunder run the win streak to 11. They beat the Pistons 119-103, their 64th win overall. Cleveland gets number 61. They beat the Knicks by 19. Celtics fall to Miami 124-103, largest home loss in 4 years for Boston. Pacers by 14 over the Hornets. Mavs get 34 from Anthony Davis in a 2-point win over Atlanta. Houston joins the postseason dance party. They beat Utah and clinch a playoff berth.
First date, feeling real stressed. Got secret in my pants, he's impressed. Lean in close for that first kiss. He smells like stress, I smell like bliss. Secret clinical, stay fresher under pressure.
Secret any perspiring, come on.
Secret every day.
day keeps that sweat away. Secret every day keeps that smell away. Secret every day keeps that sweat away. Secret every day keeps that smell away. Secret Clinical, stay fresher under pressure.
Work days can be unpredictable, but your workwear shouldn't be. With a Cintas Apparel Plus program, you'll have freshly laundered garments for everyone on your team delivered every week. Cintas has workwear for just about any job imaginable, with high-performance fabrics and an uncompromising fit that stretches and moves with you. Don't leave looking and feeling good to chance. Visit Cintas.com.
Oh, I'm ready!
And get ready for the workday.
Ryan's Barbershop is open again and taking appointments Tuesday through Fridays from 9 to 5. Leave a message at the shop, 562-2815. That's 562-2815 for Ryan's Barbershop in Marysville, now open and accepting appointments for haircuts.
Good Thursday morning. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, folks, it is now April 3rd of 2025, and before we get to the opening bell here on this now Thursday day of trade, just a quick recap from yesterday, as well as a peek through the overnight pre-trade session here this morning. And, of course, this is coming off the day of the Trump tariffs announcement that has taken place, so there is pretty significant pressure to start this morning. Of course, before the opening bell, it's nothing more than speculating as to what traders are thinking before we get there. But a quick recap from yesterday showed kind of a mixed bag in the grains and oil seeds. As for the livestock, it was a fairly higher day. April live cattle up 125 to 210.37. June to 207.40. That was up $1.97 at the close. Pretty decent gains for the feeder cattle markets as well. The April contract up 60 cents to 288.87. May to 287.92. That was up 77 cents. Now, the hogs did see more of a two-sided day of trade as April lean hogs finished up 7 cents to 87.45. But May dropped 35 down to 89.12. All right, let's take a look through the overnight pre-trade session here this morning. Again, much more than just a speculation as to what traders are thinking about, and quite a bit of pressure this morning. Of course, the main topic is due to the Trump tariffs that were imposed to our main trading partners. May Kansas City wheat's down 10 and 3 quarters to 557 and 3 quarters. July at 569 and 3 quarters, that's down a dime. May oats down 13 and 3 quarters to 352 and a quarter cent. In the row crops, we see May corn down 8 and a quarter at 449 and a half. July's down 8 cents at 457 and a quarter cent. As for the soybeans, May's down 21 and three quarters to 10.07 and three quarters. July at 10.23 and a half, that's down 21 and a half cents. May soybean meal down 3.30 to 283.90. Soy oil down 1.12 at 47.38, and cotton down the 300-point limit to 64.80. Both gold and silver this morning also a bit pressured, and the dollar index down 183 to 101.66. Sam Speck on the Mid-America Ag Network.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Eventually, livestock become dead stock, and producers often dispose of them through burial, rendering, or composting. With certain environmental regulations restricting burials and few renderers available, composting livestock mortalities may be the only option for some producers. K-State Extension watershed specialist Ron Graber discusses considerations for choosing a composting site.
Even if we're composting in a sensitive groundwater area, we have to pay attention to how far down it is to that groundwater. And in many cases, we've got to have either a concrete pad to utilize for that site, or we have to have a compacted clay liner, really very similar to what we would put in the bottom of a lagoon or a wastewater storage pond. And so we're looking at maybe having 12 inches of compacted clay. And, you know, and the idea is to prevent a barrier so that any seepage doesn't end up in our groundwater and doesn't contaminate it.
Graber relays more factors for site selection and a strategy for their perimeters.
Another very important consideration is locating somewhere that's away from any surface water body. So if we have a stream or river or something that maybe is close to our farmstead, we certainly don't want to put the composting site right next to that intermittent stream or that perennial stream. Certainly there's some things that we recommend doing around those composting sites, and we want to see a grass buffer around that, you know, somewhat similar to what we sometimes do below confined feeding operations. We would do that the same thing around a composting site so that anything that might come off of there is certainly filtered before it gets very far away.
He explains how to properly cover a composting site.
We need a high carbon source. So, you know, what I recommend is maybe straw, some used hay, even scraping up some of the used hay from a round bale feeder that will work really good. If the producer feeds silage, silage materials will work really well too. And so those are the most common ones. Certainly we can use like wood chips and some of that kind of stuff too. You know, we want a good base layer of that on the bottom, then lay the animal on top, and then we want to completely encase that animal in that carbon material. And, you know, and part of that is to keep help discourage predators from getting into it. But certainly we need the right kind of ratio of the nitrogen from the dead animal and then the carbon source to kind of make that work.
That was K-State Extension Watershed Specialist Ron Graber on composting livestock mortalities. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Thursday is sale day at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Well over 2,000 head of early consignment. Sale time is 11 a.m. And the early consignments include 11 black cows with fall calves by side, bred black, 36 to 8-year-old black cows, 5 to 8 months bred, 26 to 8-year-old Hereford cows, 5 to 8 months bred, 9 replacement quality heifers, pelvic measured, weighing 9 to 9.50, 20 red and black steers and heifers weighing 4 to 5.50, 25 black steers and heifers at 4 to 6 with 60 at 4 to 6, 60 mostly black steers and heifers, 4 to 600 pounds, 35 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 6. 70 red and black steers and heifers 4 to 6. 34 black steers at 4 to 6. 14 Charlotte Cross steers and heifers weighing 4 to 6. 50 black steers and heifers 4 to 600 pounds. 60 in that same range with 18 weighing 4 to 6. 18 Charlotte Red Angus Cross steers and heifers weigh 4 to 600 pounds. 16 black steers and heifers 4 to 650. 35 at 450 to 5. 35 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 550. 35 weighing 4.5 to 6. 17 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 6, with 15 at 4.5 to 6. 85 black Simmental cross steers and heifers weigh 450 to 650. 19 black steers and heifers, 4.5 to 650. 85 weighing in at 475 to 6.25. 95 black and Charlotte steers and heifers weigh 5 to 650 pounds. 70 black and Charlotte cross steers and heifers at 5 to 650. 11 black steers and heifers, 5 to 650, with another 28 in the same range. 65 crossbred steers, weighing 6 to 700 pounds. 80 Charlotte cross steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 80 black steers and heifers, 6 to 7. 60 red Charlotte cross steers and heifers at 6 to 7. 9 red and black steers and heifers, weighing 6 to 7. 25 black baldy F1 steers and heifers, 600 to 700 pounds. 30 mixed steers, 5.5 to 650. 40 black and red steers, 5.5 to 7. 8 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 800 pounds. 175 mixed steers at 650 to 8. 15 crossbred heifers, 7 to 7.25. 60 black and red steers weigh 8.25 to 850. 65 mostly black steers, 825 pounds. 60 black Charlotte cross steers, 850 to 875. Another 60 at 925 to 950. 60 black steers weigh 9 to 9.25, 60 crossbred steers 9 to 9.25, 60 black steers 9 to 9.5, 60 black Charlotte cross steers weigh 9 to 9.50. Those early consignment listings for the sale beginning 11 a.m. today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated.
Not all garden insects are bad guys. We will tell you about one who deserves a tiny white hat and how to make him welcome. That's next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, April 3rd, the 93rd day of the year. Doris Day, Eddie Murphy, and Marlon Brando were all born on this day, and in 1860, the Pony Express began delivering cross-country mail. If using fewer chemicals is one of your gardening goals this year, you'll want to put the welcome mat out for beneficial insects. And one of the good guys to have around is the green lacewing fly. You can recognize lace wings by their translucent, veined wings and their ferocious appetite for aphids, cabbage worms, and white flies. To get them hunting aphids, spray infested plants with a light solution of sugar water. It stimulates aphid honeydew, which in turn attracts lacewing and other aphid predators. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Find more gardening advice at almanac.com.
728 from KNDY. 34 degrees this hour. Highs near 60, a little bit cooler today. Middle 50s on Friday, heading into a, I guess, seasonal pattern this weekend. Could be some showers moving across again at the end of the week.
Sam's back with your latest Mid-America Sports Network update as we'll stay here in the state of Kansas between Wichita State and K-State baseball. And the Shockers trailing 12-1 into the bottom of the seventh inning brought the game and brought the tying run to the plate in the bottom of the ninth, but it was a 13-10 loss to Kansas State last night at X Stadium here in Wichita. Again, in an odd game as it appeared Wichita State was well on their way to a lopsided defeat as the Wildcats, now 20-8 on the year, scored 7 runs in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, and 4 more in the seventh, but the Shockers found the range against the Kansas State bullpen, scoring 9 runs in the last 3 innings. Up next for the Wichita State Shockers, they will start a series against conference foe Charlotte tomorrow at 5 p.m. on the road. For Kansas State, they will start on the road as well against Oklahoma State 6 p.m. tomorrow. And to be fair to KU Jayhawks fans, their baseball team did get a win against South Dakota State last night, 10-7. They will start a series this weekend against UCF on the road as well, starting tomorrow, 5 p.m. first pitch.
You're tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a comprehensive weekly look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
B&D Buildings of Axtell specializes in post-frame buildings. Give them a call for stud-frame buildings with complete concrete and electrical work included. It's one call to get the job done. B&D Building, specializing in post-frame building construction, plus repairs and more. Always free estimates. Give them a call. B&D Buildings of Axtell, 785-294-0147. B&D Buildings at 785-294-0147.
Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank. With a century of experience, you know you can count on us for convenient banking and personal service for people you know and trust. With extended hours and online banking for all your financial needs. Another reason to make the Citizens National Bank your bank.
Welcome into this week's edition of the TVL Rundown. Jeff, it is spring season getting into track and baseball, but there is a lot of postseason awards given out for basketball here this last couple weeks, and I want to mention a couple names here real quickly. First off, coaches of the year. In Class 1A Division 2 boys, it was Jason Tynan of the Axtell Eagles. In Class 1A Division 1 girls, it was Dusty Thompson of the Centralia Lady Panthers. And in Class 1A Division 2 girls, it was Trevor Kuhlman. And I think these are coaches, not to say anyone more important, but really happy, especially for Trevor Kuhlman, what he was able to accomplish this year with the Lynn girls. Coaches well deserving of these awards.
Honestly, I would put Jason Tynan on that same path. Yes, they are more well known, but that's still a team of really good players. I really see a lot of common with these teams, and just hats off to coaches because they took some programs that weren't in the best shape to start with and have really turned them into some great, great things.
And a big congratulations, too, to a few players that took home some awards last week. Anna Juneman of Hanover, your Class 1A Division II Girls Player of the Year. Owen Dieters with the Class 1A Division I Girls Player of the Year. And then Eli Brockschman and Brandon Schmelzley of the Axel Boys team taking home Co-Defensive Player of the Year in the small classification. And many other awards, some kids that the list is just too long to get into. But now we have to shift our attention to the baseball and softball diamonds along with the track schedule. As we move into that part of the conversation, Jeff, baseball and softball, no pun intended, are often swinging here in the early part of the year. As we just get into probably about week two or three now, what has been, you know, something that stuck out from your standpoint here early on?
The way that the younger teams are really developing is absolutely incredible. The Centralia girls softball team at 4-2 right now, they are swinging the bats exceptionally. A couple of double-digit outings on Monday against Wabunsee. They have put together some tremendous stretches. And the way that the Blue Valley boys have really started to meld, they had a slow start. They picked up their first win just a couple of days ago. And, of course, they were right in it with Valley Heights, a couple of one-run losses, which we know Valley Heights is a tremendous program. I think early on, these storylines are just remarkable. And if anybody says, okay, the sports seasons are over, no. Check out these baseball and softball teams, because just as dynamic, just as exciting as the other two seasons are, spring sports is just as fantastic in the TVL.
The track too as well coming up today on Thursday. There's a track meet at Frankfort. A lot of Twin Valley teams will already be in action with that one. Earlier this week, Lynn and Donovan West both had their first runs. Jeff, I know you're going to keep up with as best you can with all the results for all seasons. I know track can get a little dicey here and there. So where is the results for track meets and baseball games going to be for everyone to take a peek with you?
I do have that up on the blog site, tvlspotlight.blog. Two successful days for the Donovan West team. Do want to give them a shout-out. A little bit out of our range, but they both get the first place yesterday at the Falls City meet in Nebraska.
And like you said, too, there's going to be a lot of names, a lot of mentions, a lot of results that we're going to start getting into here in the spring season. Of course, have about 3 weeks left here in April with the TVL rundown. We're going to be off in late April due to someone, and I'll not name names, but myself taking a little two-week vacation. So I guess I get joy of getting a little break with all the sports going on there.
Yeah, Mr. No Days Off just takes days off. Then it's just me. On the week that we lose Val Kilmer, just let me go, Goose. I can take this. You knew I was getting into Top Gun wrestling.
I knew you had to. One of the best at doing segues. Again, we will be back on next week with another edition of the TVL Rundown. Appreciate you all tuning in for another week's edition of the TVL Rundown, and we'll be back next week as spring sports rolls along.
You've been tuned in to the TVL Rundown, a weekly comprehensive look at the athletics inside the Twin Valley League. The TVL Rundown is a service of B&D Buildings in Axtell and the Citizens National Bank in Greenleaf.
KNDY.
On a scratch-off ticket, so I went back to the counter and I bought two more with it, and I won $10 and that was just right, so I bought a six-pack and a bag of ice. You know, even if our ship came in and this is all we got, it ain't like we really need a $1 million yacht, 'cause we got an inner tube, we got a trailer.
truck it. I'd go shoot tequila, take a lime and suck it. And we'd tell our bosses they can do the same. We'll find a big cruise ship and buy the whole dang thing. We'd sail around the world and go to shore in a dinghy. But till that dream comes true, why don't you grab your bikini? Cause we got an inner tube, we got a trailer.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies expected today with daytime highs approaching 58. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows dip down to about 42. 55 tomorrow, rain showers likely. Slight chance for showers Saturday with highs in the upper 40s, partly cloudy skies Sunday. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, it's 34 degrees.
Warm weather is on the way, and it's time for spring cleaning. Cut down on clutter by signing up for paperless billing with Blue Valley Technologies. Tired of mail delays? No need to worry, with monthly invoices being sent directly to your email. Sign up before April 30th for paperless billing by changing your account settings online at bluevalley.net or call our office at 877-876-1228 and receive a one-time $20 bill credit.
Rise and shine with Minnie's Kitchen. Open Tuesday through Friday from 4:30 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 7 a.m. to noon. Now closed on Mondays. Start your day the sweet way with fresh made daily donuts and pastries and perfectly brewed coffee. Visit Minnie's Kitchen in downtown Marysville and taste the difference.
KNDY.